Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Janavalada Kirivaradhari Jaya Gopi Janavalada Kirivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Shri Paramahansa Parijaja Gacharya Shatru Shukha Shri Shri Mahadeva Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jaya Shri Paramahansa Parijaja Shatru Shukha Shri Shri Mahadeva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaja Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya Nama Charya Shri Hrida Hastakur Ki Jaya Isko Bibhiti Founder Charya His Ingrid Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prem Sikha Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shivasri Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jaya Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gopadam Ki Jaya Vrindavanam Ki Jaya Mayapudam Ki Jaya Gangamaya Munamaya Ki Jaya Tulasi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jaya Shri Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jaya Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All Gaur Samrivotis All Gaur Samrivotis All Gaur Samrivotis All Gaur All Gaur Shishi Guru and Gauranga Thank you. Hare Krishna, everyone. All the brave souls who decided to come this morning to the temple on a cold morning. Very nice. I'm very happy to hear that. So, today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So, Canto 2, Chapter 6, text number 34? Right. Yes, 34. Na bharati me anga mrisho palakshyate. Na vai kvachin me manaso mrishagati. Na me krishkani patanti asatpate. Yan me hrida utkantya vatadrito hari. Na bharati me anga mrisha palakshyate. Na vai kvachin me manaso mrisha gati. Na me hrishkani patanti asatpate. Yan me hrida utkantya vatadrito hari. Please chant. Yan Anybody else?
Nabharati me
angamrishopalakshate.
Nabharati
me manasomrishankati.
Name krishkani patantya sattate.
Yanme kidarkantya vatangrito hari. All right. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Na, never, Bharati, statements, me, mind, Anga, O Narada, Mrisha, untruth, upalakshyate, prove to be, na, never, vai, certainly, quachit, at any time, me, mine, manasa, of the mind, mrisha, untruth, gati, progress, na, nor, me, mine, hishkani, senses, patanti, degrades, asatpate, intemporary matter, yat, because, me, mine, hrida, heart, outkantya vata, by great earnestness, drita, caught hold of, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false. Nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. Purport. Lord Brahma is the original speaker of Vedic wisdom to Narada, and Narada is the distributor of transcendental knowledge all over the world through his various disciples like Vyasadeva and others. The followers of Vedic wisdom accept the statements of Brahmaji as gospel truth, and transcendental knowledge is thus being distributed all over the world by the process of the cyclic succession from time immemorial, since the beginning of the creation. Lord Brahma is the perfect liberated living being within the material world, and any sincere student of transcendental knowledge must accept the words and statements of Brahmaji as infallible. The Vedic knowledge is infallible because it comes down directly from the Supreme Lord unto the heart of Brahma. And since he is the most perfect living being, Brahmaji is always correct to the letter. And this is because Lord Brahma is a great devotee of the Lord who has earnestly accepted the lotus feet of the Lord as the supreme truth. In the Brahma Samhita, which is compiled by Brahmaji, he repeats the aphorism, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I am worshipper of the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, the primeval Lord. So whatever he says, whatever he thinks, and whatever he does normally in his mood are to be accepted as truth because of his direct and very intimate connection with Govinda, the primeval Lord. Sri Govinda, who pleasingly accepts the loving transcendental service of his devotees, gives all protection to the words and actions of his devotees. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita, Kauntea Pratijanihi, O son of Kunti, please declare it. The Lord asks Arjuna to declare, and why? Because sometimes the declaration of Govinda himself may seem contradictory to mundane creatures, but the mundaner will never find any contradiction in the words of the Lord's devotees. The devotees are especially protected by the Lord so that they may remain infallible. Therefore, the process of devotional service always begins in the service of the devotee who appears in the disciplic succession. The devotees are always liberated, but that does not mean that they are impersonal. The Lord is person eternally, and the devotee of the Lord is also person eternally. Because the devotee has his sense organs even at liberated stage, he is therefore a person always. And because the devotee's service is accepted by the Lord in full reciprocation, the Lord is also a person in his complete spiritual embodiment. The devotee's senses, being engaged in the service of the Lord, never go astray under the attraction of false material enjoyment. The plans of devotee never go in vain. And all this is due to the faithful attachment of the devotee for the service of the Lord. This is the standard of perfection and liberation. Anyone beginning from Brahmaji down to the human being is at once put on the path of liberation simply by his attachment in great earnestness for the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, the primeval Lord. The Lord affirms this in Bhagavad Gita, Mam chayo vyavicharena bhakti yugena sevate sa gunan samatichaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Anyone, therefore, who is earnestly serious in heart and soul about being in intimate touch with the personality of Godhead, in the relationship of transcendental loving service, will always be infallible in words and action. The reason is that the Supreme Lord is absolute truth, and anything earnestly dovetailed with the absolute truth attains the same transcendental quality. On the other hand, any amount of mental speculation on the strength of material science and knowledge without any bona fide touch with the absolute truth is sure to be mundane untruth and failure, simply due to not being in touch with the absolute truth. Such godless, unfaithful words and actions, however materially enriched, are never to be trusted. That is the purport of this important verse. A grain of devotion is more valuable than tons of faithlessness. I love this so much. A grain of devotion is more valuable than tons of faithlessness. Prabhupada spoke it so nicely. Nabharati me anga mrisha palakshyate vaikvachin me manaso mrisha gati name krishkani patanti asatpate yanme hrida utkantya vatadrito harim. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpa Trubhyacha Kripa Sinubhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have a beautiful verse this morning. One thing we can notice, which is quite intriguing to me in this dialogue, essentially we find the original spiritual master in this universe, who is actually our Sampradaya, Acharya, Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. So he is actually instructing Narada, who is the basically the first original preacher in the universe. And then from Narada, through various of his disciples, this knowledge is being passed down to all the living entities in this universe. So, Lord Brahma is the original speaker of the Vedic wisdom to Narada, and Narada is the distributor of transcendental knowledge. And we find Prabhupada is pointing out that the Vedic knowledge is infallible because it comes down directly from the Supreme Lord unto the heart of Brahma. And since he is the most perfect living being, Brahmaji is always correct to the letter. So no mistakes in his words or in his actions. And as we know from Bhagavad Gita, it is explained, evam parampara praptam imam raja rishya vidusa kalena iha mahata yuga nashta param paramtapa. So this transcendental knowledge is being passed down to Raja Rishis and, you know, saintly kings, and then basically they implement it and basically for the benefit of entire society. So one very important word in this particular verse is yoga, yoga nashtam, the science of the relationship with the Supreme. Because the entire point of Vedic knowledge is actually to establish that forgotten relationship. One time a reporter approached the Prabhupada and he inquired, he said, what is the purpose of this material world? And Srila Prabhupada said, enjoyment. And the reporter started smiling. But then Prabhupada said, not yours, Krishna's enjoyment. I like that so much. So Krishna's enjoyment, that is the purpose of this entire manifestation, is actually to rectify this wrong mentality of the conditioned souls that are wrongly assuming that this is for their pleasure. So that process of correcting the consciousness, it's a long, long process, and it takes sometimes many, many lifetimes. But there is quite a few very important points in this verse that we are discussing today. And the first one I would like to point out is that Prabhupada is saying that how Brahmaji, he constantly views himself as a worshipper of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as we know from Brahma Samhita, Govindam Adi Purusham, you know, we hear that every morning. So Brahmaji is saying, I am worshipper of the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, the primeval Lord. So whatever he says, whatever he thinks, and whatever he does is to be accepted as truth because of his direct and very intimate connection with the primeval Lord. So one thing we can actually conclude if we actually analyze this statement, we can find that to whatever degree devotee is actually attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, to that degree we are actually going to be able to have a purity of our words, the purity of our mind, and purity in our actions. So it's kind of like a reciprocal process. And now one thing, as I was reading this verse, the way Prabhupada translated it, it says, Brahmaji is saying, I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari with great zeal. Do you know what zeal is? Anybody know?
Enthusiasm.
Thank you. I wasn't sure, to be honest. I mean, English is my second language, so I had to look it up. But I looked, and according to the Oxford Dictionary, it's translated as zeal is great enthusiasm, great eagerness for something. So I find that very, 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 very sweet, how Brahmaji is actually describing himself. He took hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal, great enthusiasm. So, Prabhupada is mentioning one very important verse in his commentary. Kauntiya Pratijanihi, Krishna is saying in Gita to Arjuna, Arjun, you declare that my devotee will never perish. And, you know, we may ask, like, what Krishna could have said it too. But Prabhupada explains that because mundane scholars, they would criticize the Lord. You know, they will say, ah, Krishna, he steals butter, he steals other people's wives. And then, you know, then he tells he's not going to fight, and then, you know, he attacks Bhishmadeva in the battlefield. Like, you know, what is that? So mundane scholars will kind of have all concocted understanding and misconception of the Lord's activities. So therefore, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Arjuna, because you know you are a great personality, you declare that my devotee will never perish. And Prabhupada explains, and why is that? Because Krishna protects devotee constantly, and Krishna essentially let me find it. Prabhupada is saying, essentially, the plans of the devotee, they never go in vain. And all this is due to the faithful attachment of the devotee for the service of the Lord. This is the standard of perfection and liberation. Anyone beginning from Brahmaji down to the human being is at once put on the path of liberation simply by his attachment in great earnestness for the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, the Primal Lord. And then Prabhupada quotes a very famous verse from Gita, Mamcha yogya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samachityaityan brahma bhuya ekalpate. And this verse essentially points that essentially one transcends the three moods of nature, you know, due to that attachment to devotional service. So I was thinking about this really crucial point here that Prabhupada is saying, that plans of devotee never go in vain. And we can ask, what are the plans of devotee? And we can see from the actually examples of great acharyas, especially our dear most Srila Prabhupada, what were Srila Prabhupada's plans? It was always to fulfill the mission of his spiritual master of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. So we can understand that devotee makes plans to please the Lord, and the Lord makes plans to please the devotee. So it's a continuous exchange of love. And because devotees understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this world to distribute love of Godhead. As it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the treasure chest of love of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya brought with him, and he wanted to distribute it. He was tasting it himself, and he wanted to distribute it all over the world. So that is the Lord's plan, and therefore devotee has the exact same plan. One time, back in 1976, It was Gaur Purnim in Mayapur. And devotees came all over the world from all different yatras. They all assembled in Shida Mayapur. And there was also a group of devotees from Radha Damodar party, Sankirtan traveling party. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he wanted to bring them to Srila Prabhupada because they were doing incredible, incredible service, and that was opportunity for them to take darshan of Srila Prabhupada. So when they arrived, essentially, Prabhupada warmly greeted them, and there was a very sweet exchange. And then Prabhupada went on to, you know, basically, you know, inquired about, you know, how they're doing, where they're staying, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj explained, oh yeah, everything is taken care of, you know, we are staying, you know, just next floor, we have entire wing of the building. And Srila Prabhupada said, he was kind of like expressing, like, just see, like, initially when we were doing, you know, this building, I was wondering how we're going to fill it with devotees. And now, like, there's so many devotees coming from all over the world. And Prabhupada explained, he actually used that example from Bhagavatam, Matsya incarnation, how a Lord, you know, he was first little fish, and then he expanded more and more and more. So similarly, Krishna consciousness is expanding all over the world. There's more and more devotees taking up this process of Harinam, Sankirtan. Now, one really important point that Prabhupada was actually stressing in that sweet exchange, Prabhupada started to quote verse from one of the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And there is a famous line that you can actually find it, you know, Prabhupada quite often uses it in different lectures, and actually I saw even in one letter to Japataka Maharaj. And the line is like this: Ekaki Amara Nahi Paya Bol. That's from Ohe Vaishnava Thakur song from Bhaktivinoda. So I'm going to read this briefly because it's really nice and has so much substance and value for us. Prabhupada went on to explain that cooperation is the essence of the moment. Quoting a line from Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, he told them, the purport of the verse is that even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is God himself, Krishna himself, he felt alone, unable to do this task. So this is the position. You are cooperating, therefore I'm getting the credit. Otherwise, alone, what could I do? Ekaki amara nahi paya bol. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself wanted our cooperation. He is God, Krishna. Therefore, cooperation is very important thing. Nobody should think that I have got so great ability. I can do. No, it is simply by cooperation we can do very big thing. United we stand, divided we fall. Very important words. United we stand, divided we fall. So be strong in pushing on Krishna consciousness, and Krishna will help. He is the strongest. Still, we must be combined together. Sankirtan means many men combined together chanting. That is Sankirtan. Otherwise, Kirtan, Bhukhabir Militwa Kirtayet Sankirtan. Bahu means many, many, many combined together. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, combined together. All nations, all persons, they should combine together. There is a hope in our society, combination. They're Hindus, they're Muslims, they're Christians, they're black, white. Combine them. That looks very beautiful. Just like combination of many, many flowers. I loved it. Prabhupada, he had such a beautiful vision. Such a beautiful vision for this world. And when we look at the current condition, there is really no lack of reasons for people and nations to argue and disagree. Like, you know, every day you can find, you know, the news, you know, there is some kind of conflict, some kind of frictions among the people, among the different political parties, among different countries. So, therefore, Prabhupada is pointing there is a great, great hope in our Krishna conscious society. Because other than spiritual solution, there is really no other solution to the problems of this world. And then when we think how fortunate we are, I was recently doing a little bit of research, and I heard it before, but it kind of really, you know, I really never understood it in depth, so I kind of wanted to look at it a little bit deeper. Kind of, maybe we can bring up that slide. I would like to share that. What I was kind of looking into is, when we look, how often does Lord Chaitanya come into this world? It is explained once in a day of Brahma. Once in a day of Brahma. Now when you hear it initially, you might think, oh, it's not bad, you know. Every day of Brahma, Krishna, and then Lord Chaitanya, they appear. But wait a second. Let us understand how long is actually one day of Brahma. Oh, great. Thank you, Prabhu. So, let's take a look. Satya Yuga takes 1,728,000 human years. Treta Yuga takes 1,296,000 years. Dwapara takes 864,000 years, and Kali 432,000 years. So essentially, if you combine all those four, they create what is called one Mahayuga. And in one Mahayuga, it is calculated there's 4,320,000 human years. I love the numbers still. I'm so fascinated by this. So just imagine 4,320,000 human years is one Mahayuga. So multiply that by 1,000 and then add essentially another 4,320,000 years for Brahma's night. Anyhow, to break it down, Lord Chaitanya appears once every 1,000 Kali Yugas. Wow. Once every 1,000 Kali Yugas. So, therefore, you know, we should, you know, definitely follow in the footsteps of Ramaji and with great zeal take a hold of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Because can you imagine how long the time is to wander in this material creation? And, you know, if we just kind of ponder on that for a moment, we will definitely come to conclusion. No, I definitely don't want to be without association of devotees wandering in darkness of this material world. So, one time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was traveling with his devotees, and they came to one lake, and they were doing their kirtan, and after a while, Mahaprabhu was resting, and then one local cowman came, and he actually told the Lord, "My Lord, you know, you shouldn't be here. There is a ferocious crocodile in this lake. You know, it's very dangerous. even the cows, they don't come to this place because they're so scared of that crocodile. And upon hearing that, Mahaprabhu, he actually decided to do more chanting with his devotees. And he was chanting so sweetly, and all of a sudden crocodile came out and touched the lotus feet of Shriman Mahaprabhu. And then he immediately transformed into beautiful, beautiful demigod child. And that child started crying. And Mahaprabhu asked him, "My dear boy, why are you crying?" And the little boy, he started explaining, "In my previous life, I was very naughty. I was very naughty. And one time I was playing and I saw great sage Durvasa Muni. He was taking rest, he was sleeping. And due to my mischievousness, I actually cut a piece of his hair." And he cursed me. He told, basically, he proclaimed the curse that I should become crocodile for 4 yugas. Can you imagine that? So upon hearing that curse, I was so scared and I started begging for his mercy. And I said, "My dear sage, please, please, please forgive me. You know, please do something to save me from this terrible curse." And then Durvasa Muni said, "You're going to stay in this degraded form of life for 4 yugas, but then Gauranga Mahaprabhu will appear and he will deliver you." So, I like that story so much. Sometimes, you know, in the morning when I wake up, I feel like a big crocodile myself. And then by the mercy of our spiritual master, we start the process of chanting, and then, you know, we gradually come to, you know, more and more awake state of our consciousness. So, I would like to conclude with one very sweet statement that I recently heard from Gauranga Prabhu. He was quoting the verse from the 10th canto in which Parikshit Maharaj, he is actually glorifying his spiritual master Shukadev Goswami, and he's saying basically with a great gratitude, he's saying like, "Oh, we are such a fallen kshatriya, but yet due to your mercy, we are so fortunate. We are so fortunate to be able to hear of the Lord's pastimes." And Gauranga Prabhu was saying, there's actually 3 kinds of fortune that one can have. And he said, one who comes in association of sadhus is fortunate. One who hears in association of sadhus is very fortunate. And then he said, but one who hears repeatedly in association of sadhus, he is the most fortunate. So I just wanted to mention that because that is how we should feel. We having opportunity to hear every day in our temples all over the world a recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada worked so hard on translating and leaving that treasure to all of us. So let us meditate on the words of Brahmaji and with great zeal hold on to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual masters, and that way let us perfect our lives. I'll stop here. Thank you so much. If anybody would like to have a comment, yeah, Sharanga Thakur Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. I'm thinking about that phrase. The plans of the devotees never go in vain. One thought I had was, for instance, like Prabhupada, he started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness when it was hardly a nutshell, and it just grew to his vision. So long range like that, I can see where how this statement holds, even despite all the obstacles that Prabhupada faced. His plans were never in vain, but maybe there's another perspective.
No, I think you're 100% correct. This International Society of Krishna Consciousness is the actually perfect example of this statement, the plans of devotees never go in vain. And like you said, yeah, despite all the struggles, despite all the obstacles, we can see that this movement has made tremendous progress and saved and helped many, many jivas throughout the world. So, yes, Madhura Gatnika.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for bringing into focus the rare fortune we have being in Lord Chaitanya's line. When you said that, Lord Chaitanya appears once in 1,000 lifetimes of Brahma.
No.
Oh.
Once in 1,000 Kali Yugas.
Oh.
Yeah, but that is actually once in a day of Brahma. But because day of Brahma is so long, you know, it's not like our day.
Yes.
Day of Brahma is tremendously long. It's like over 8 billion years. Because his day alone is like 4 billion plus years. And then you combine his night, which, you know, it's partial devastation of creation. So combined, it's like over 8 billion of years. This is incredible time to wait. So
Lord Chaitanya appears once in 1,000 Kali Yugas.
Yes.
Okay. Also, you got caught up on this word zeal. I also took note of that, and I was looking in the synonyms, and there's no English zeal in these synonyms, but Prabhupada used the word earnestness, great earnestness, and he used it in the purport, describing the same point that Brahma is expressing about his holding on to the lotus feet, catching. Yeah, I caught hold.
Yes.
But earnestness. Now you're excited about zeal and using that to grasp on to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Earnestness means sincere, intense conviction.
Hmm, very nice.
Wow, that brings in a whole another depth of holding on with conviction, sincere, what was the word? Sincere, intense conviction. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And we can see these are the qualities necessary for proper cultivation of bhakti. Yes. Ganga Narayan Prabhu.
It's stated in the purport that because devotees are always serving the Lord, their words are infallible. They're always truthful. But we do note that different acharyas have dealt with their disciples in a way by which sometimes they say things for the benefit of their disciples that isn't 100% the truth. Like, for example, Mother Mukti was narrating this little story with Jadarani, and Jadarani made the statement, "This is in your book."
Mm-hmm.
And he, I'm speculating, but I think he didn't want the devotees to think that Krishna experienced any distress like that, because they might think, well, Krishna, there's distress in spiritual life, and I'm experiencing distress. You know? So what good is spiritual life? So he changed things around slightly. Like that. He said, that was for the benefit.
Krishna had a headache.
Also, for example, Jiva Goswami told his disciples that all the gopis were married to Krishna, that they had, he actually married them. And in the Brahma Samhita, Jiva Goswami has a version of Brahma Samhita, if anybody cares to look at a more simplified language as compared to Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta's Brahma Samhita, which is way up there in language. Jiva Goswami is a little more simple in the purports. And then Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur had purports of Jiva Goswami's purports, made comments, like a commentary on that. And he said that actually he told his disciples this way because they couldn't accommodate Krishna deviating in their mundane conceptions of morality. Mm-hmm. So he told them that they were all married, but actually this can't be true. So I just gave two examples. Sometimes they say things. And Narada Muni, he's very tricky. He'll say things which aren't 100% giving the whole picture to cause some event that would be beneficial for all.
To cause certain effect in the individual he's preaching to.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
I hope I didn't offend anybody.
Thank you. Very nice. Yes, Sharanga Thakur Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. I think that's the key, trying to see the whole picture. In the spiritual world and spiritual topics, there's room for seeming contradictions. And it's up to us to try to understand the context of each statement or each view. And they all can exist in the spiritual world. That amazing achintya, Veda Tattva principles there.
Exactly. And that is the beauty. Understanding the intent, what actually the acharyas have while they presented, you know, certain, you know, things maybe slightly different, or, you know, there may be some technicalities that are different. But ultimately, if we go deeper, we will find that the intention is always the same, to bring the conditioned soul back to Godhead. And in that regard, you know, the words are always correct. Yeah. Okay, I think we will stop here. Thank you all very much. Garantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi.